Welcome to the Biz News Insider Briefing. I'm Alec Hogg, and this is your podcast where we go behind the scenes of the website, check in on Biz News TV, and I share a few thoughts from my world. It's Friday, the 7th of November, 2025. Glad to have you with me. And it's quite a big day because this is a watershed for the Insider. We've been producing the Insider newsletter going back 12 years now, and it's always been text. We've changed things a little bit over the years, but we've never done anything quite as radical as what we are doing today. And let me give you a little bit of background. About a month ago, I decided that instead of writing a little note on the BizNews Premium newsletter, which is for premium members only, I would put together a short podcast telling the premium members some of the things that are going on in the premium side of the website and indeed what's happening behind the scenes at BizNews. That's, I suppose, something that you can expect. You pay a little bit, 120 Rand a month if you're paying annually, and then you can get more of a picture of what's happening behind the scenes at BizNews. But it occurred to me that this actually works even better for a broader market, and that's what we're going to be doing now. I'll be producing a podcast daily for the team who are so supportive of our efforts at BizNews and have been over many, many years, and that's you. This will also see a change in the distribution of the newsletter. Instead of sending it out at 5 o'clock in the morning with links to all of the articles that we produced the previous day, we are going to be sending the newsletter out as we have done today at around midday with my message and with links to the articles published today. So you're getting fresh news. You're getting today's news today, not yesterday's news this morning. Get it? Well, I hope you like the change. We are sure that, the BizNews Insider is a very popular newsletter and it has a very dedicated audience, and we're going to have a few people no doubt concerned when it doesn't arrive on Monday morning at 5 o'clock. But please remember that we are changing things around and we do believe that this will actually add a heck of a lot of benefit and a lot of value in the way that you'll be receiving it now around lunchtime. And I'll put it all together. We're changing with the times, aren't we? I think it's an improvement. I hope you do too. Okay. The stories that are dominating on the biznews.com website at the moment and also on BizNews TV and BizNews Radio have pretty much got to do with the what we call the director's cut, which is then related to our BizNews briefing. Now, you would have no doubt come across the BizNews briefing sometime over the last year or so, where we produced a news program every evening, and sometimes Bronwyn Nielsen would deliver it, sometimes I would produce it. We would take the main news events of the day, package them into a video, and then put that up on the website around about lunchtime. Now, that is, it worked okay, and as far as things go, we were very happy with it. However, we are going into a partnership with ENCA that kicks off next Monday, and it makes absolutely no sense for us to be producing a news program which is then rebroadcast on ENCA when they are a news channel. I'm sure you understand the logic, certainly from our side. So what we've done instead is we are doing a deep dive every day. And that deep dive will have a look at a topic of relevance. Rather than just a quick flash of this is what's happened, we rather want you to know this is why it's happened. Here's the context around it. And actually, by the end of watching a briefing or listening to it, you should then be far better informed about the important stuff that's happening in your life. An example was last night where we focused the Biz News briefing on Steenkampskraal, which is a rare earths mine in the nether regions of Namaqualand in the Western Cape, near the Northern Cape border. So it's way out there and far away from pretty much any civilization, but it is the richest deposit of rare earths on Earth by some margin. The interview with Graham Soden, who is actually in situ at the mine, he and around four dozen others are busy getting things together. They're going to be beginning the production next year, and they're expecting to start making about 100 million rand a year in revenues, or generating in revenues from the rare earth mine by the end of next year. But it's a really interesting story. If you have a look geopolitically, the boxing that's going on between the United States and China right now, and that would make the richest rare earths mine on Earth, well, very attractive to the geopolitical players, the big guys. And that was why I had a discussion with Graham Soden, and it's a heck of a story, Steenkampskraal. That is the Biz News briefing, which kind of pulls out the context, the main parts of it. And then for the enthusiasts, we've got what we call the director's cut, which is the full interview with him. The briefing's about 13 minutes in total. The director's cut is often between 45 minutes and an hour. So that gives you some insight. That's what we are doing now as far as the Biz News briefing is concerned. Earlier in the week, I spoke with Glenis Breytenbach. That was on the Madlanga Commission and the Ad Hoc Committee in Parliament investigating allegations made by General Mkhwanazi. Glenis sits on the Ad Hoc Committee, and she also has the oversight role for the DA on the Madlanga Commission. She is the spokesperson on justice. Then there was Matt Chauncey, who gave us insights into Brent Bozell, the new U.S. ambassador who will be arriving in South Africa in the not-too-distant future. Matt is American. He has lived in South Africa. He knows Bozell. He knows Washington and the players there. So he was a perfect person to give us some understanding of how things might change when the new ambassador arrives. And we kicked it off on Monday with Darby Ruart on the MTBPS, which is next Wednesday. I have managed to crack an invitation, so I'll be there in the lockup from 6 a.m. And by the time that everything starts happening in Parliament, when the Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana takes the podium, there should be plenty for you to consume that I would have worked on during the morning in lockup, and that'll all be published thanks to our brilliant production team on biznews.com. So lots to look forward to there. If you want to access all of that information on the website, go to the column at the top that says broadcast, and when you click on broadcast, you'll see Biz News Briefing. Click on Biz News Briefing as well. You also find on the website a link to BNC. Now, if you don't know what BNC is, I can't blame you. It's only been around for 8 years, and it's the Biz News Conference. And when you click on that, it will tell you what is happening with the Biz News Conference. There's, the latest conference is coming, the new conference, rather, is coming up in March. We will have details on the website in the course of the day. And good news for his hordes of fans in the tribe is that Nick Hudson will be making a very welcome return to the conference. It's March the 10th to the 12th is the Biz News Conference. And there's another one, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment, on the 9th, so on the Monday. But Nick was the man who shook up the establishment when he said that everything we were being fed about COVID-19 was not necessarily true. For his troubles, the keynote that he gave us at the Biz News Conference, and which we published on YouTube, and which 500,000 people had watched in a matter of hours, he had that taken down by YouTube because they were going through their censorship stage. Nick will be back with us and giving us some insights into what happened to him during the whole COVID story and subsequent to that. He's a very successful private equity fund manager. He also comes at it from a very different angle. So he'll be doing one of the nightcap speeches. Rob Herseff will be doing one of the other nightcap speeches. And the two of them will be among the presenters at a first ever Liberty conference, which will be on Monday, the 9th of March. Brainchild of the late Neil De Beer. Neil said, we needed to focus attention on our liberties that are being removed by the state. We should not just sit back and allow it to happen. We need to be aware of these things, and we need to be talking about them, and we need to be pressurizing those politicians who think they can change our worlds without our acceptance of it, or at least without our ability to resist. And that is the first Liberty Conference will be this year. It'll be a separate event, also in Hermanus, also in our big tent. So everything else is the same, but it is different to the Biz News Conference. I'm so excited about that one, and even more so that we'll have the likes of Nick Hudson and Rob Herseff, who is a regular visitor. Look out this afternoon in your inbox for information on both of those conferences and how to book. Until Monday, have a great weekend, and let's hope that Saturday night goes the green way rather than the blue. Cheerio.